MZTV.
Good morning, everybody. This is Martin Sender, the world's most outspoken Bible scholar. Yes, the rumors are true. The rumors are true. I'm going to have to make a short show today, which is very difficult for me. I'm not kidding. It's just, as Mark Twain said, one of my favorite quotes from Mark Twain, I would have written you a shorter letter, but I didn't have time. Yeah, it's tough to get things compact and concise, and I like to amble a little bit, you know, but today, gotta go, go, go. So, I'm going to bring up a comment made on yesterday's show about God sending certain people in your life to really alter the course of your life. It could be an actual human being, and according to Hebrews, it could be a celestial being, an angel. See, now, I don't believe we need the mediation of angels. Don't get me wrong there. We do not. But is it beyond God to send a celestial emissary to make things happen? No. He likes to do that once in a while. So our friend named Zed, I don't know who this is, but I'm thankful for this person, and I'm glad he, I'm assuming Zed, could be a woman, I don't know. I'm glad for this comment, because we're going to get to a really important, consequential mistranslation. In Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11, that causes people to think that life is just one big crapshoot, just a bunch of luck. It's just random chaos. Roll the dice, everything's up for grabs. You could possibly think that from the verse I'm about to read from Ecclesiastes. When it's mistranslated, even when it's translated correctly, you have to be careful. You have to understand the absolute and the relative perspective. Let me quote our friend Zed, and my friend, I'm thankful for you. I'm glad you watched the show. And by me bringing up your letter and reading it to the body of Christ and commenting on it, this is going to help you. Because if you think that what you're writing here is actually true, and I think you do, then I don't know how you sleep at night, my friend. Here we go. The quote from Zed. God does all sorts of things. He sends delusions. He sends messengers from both camps. It's a crapshoot, life. Ecclesiastes says it best, quote, I have turned so as to see under the sun that not to the swift is the race, nor to the mighty the battle, nor even to the wise bread, nor even to the intelligent wealth, nor even to the skillful grace. For time and chance happen with them all. And I've just quoted for you within the Zed quote, Ecclesiastes 9, chapter 11. I believe he's quoting from the King James Version, but many of the common translations say this. And here it is, in the Bible, time and chance happen with them all. Time and chance? Does Solomon believe that life is a crapshoot? That you hope for the best and you maybe come up with three cherries by some crazy coincidence? He does not. But Zed goes on to comment then. He says, time and chance, crapshoot, luck. Maybe that's what God really meant by die while dying. In other words, in Genesis, God says to Adam and Eve, since you ate of the fruit to die, you shall be dying. And Zed suggests here that dying would be the equivalent of, like, everything's luck. You either have luck or you don't. Okay? Now, we know right off the bat that that can't be right, because God designates us beforehand for the place of a son. I mean, there's hundreds of verses that say that this is not luck. And even Zed himself contradicts himself if he really thinks this is true, that luck and chance and crapshoot, which apparently he does, but he contradicts that in this very quote. And I'm saying this for him, not to him. I mean, this is going to help you to understand this. Look, because, my friend, you said God does all sorts of things. He sends delusions. Wait a minute. If God sends delusions, then the people who are deluded are not that way because of chance. They are that way because God sent the delusion. He sends messengers from both camps. But wait a minute. If God sends a celestial being either here or there, then whatever that celestial being does is a direct result of being sent by God. Therefore, the result of the influence of the celestial messenger cannot be a crapshoot, cannot be an accident. God sent. These are active words, Zed, that you yourself use in this comment. God does all sorts of things. He sends delusions. He sends messengers from both camps. And then the following line is, it's a crapshoot. You see that major glaring contradiction. And I'm pointing this out for your benefit. For your benefit. Life seems like a crapshoot to us, but it's not. Many verses, Ephesians 1:11, God is operating all things in accord with the counsel of luck? No, according to the counsel of his will. In him we live and move and are. God gives to all life and breath and all. It's not a crapshoot whether you keep breathing today. But Zed, if you really think that it is, then I'm here to relieve you. Because you must be one stressed out person. It's a crapshoot whether you breathe. It's a crapshoot whether you're in the body of Christ. No, all these things were predetermined. Isaiah 46:10. I tell the end from the beginning, says God. I tell the end from the beginning. I speak everything into existence and it happens. This is not the farthest thing from a crapshoot. So let's look at this verse in the concordant version of the Old Testament. And everyone here who thinks this could possibly be true, is it really a crapshoot? Have we been deceived? There's Solomon, the wisest man in the world, saying time and chance happened to them all. Well, no. Concordant version, here we go. Ecclesiastes 9:11, Solomon, I turned about and saw under the sun that the race is not to the fleet, nor the battle to masters of war, nor even bread for the wise, nor even riches for the understanding, nor even grace for the knowing, for a season of mischance shall happen to them all. Folks, this is a radical difference in translation. And I don't, at this time, know the nuances of translating as far as the words go and why the concordant, I trust the concordant because there's a system of translation used here. Whereas the King James, relatively speaking, is a crapshoot. When you're reading it, it's like, is this what God said? So, you know, it truly is a crapshoot. When I say truly, I mean truly in the relative perspective. I mean, I can go to Las Vegas or I can just do it right here, roll some dice. Does God know the outcome? Yeah. There's even a verse that says that somewhere in Proverbs. God decides the outcome of things. God decides the outcome. God knows that I'm going to roll boxcars, 2 sixes. He knows that. But to me, I'm going to take a chance. I tell somebody, if I roll boxcars, I'm taking a chance, relatively speaking. If I roll boxcars, you owe me $1,000. But if I roll anything else, I owe you $1,000. I'm taking a big, big chance because the odds are not in my favor. Relatively speaking, I'm taking a chance. It's a chance for me. But God knows the outcome before it happens. So the point here is that the fleet person who is esteemed by humans as fast, good, that fleet person doesn't win the race, nor the battle to masters of war. I'm a master of war, therefore I win the battle. No, the losers win the battle. David as a kid, a master of war? No. Nor bread for the wise. Those who are wise in their own estimation, God gives them bread. They think they get bread because of their wisdom. No, not even riches for the understanding, not even grace for the knowing. Here it is. For a season of mischance. Now listen, how different is that is from time and chance happen to them all. It's not a season and chance, but seasons of mischance. There's a prefix in the Hebrew that I can't now tell you what it is, but I know it's there because the concordant faithfully translates. And they look at those nuances in the Hebrew and in the Greek. A season of mischance shall happen. The word, the presence of the word shall, blows up any possibility that it's actually chance. Wait a minute, if it's truly chance, then it doesn't have to happen. But this verse says it shall happen to them all, to them all. Well, how do you know if it's a world of chance and chaos and a true crapshoot? Then we wouldn't know that mischance shall happen to them all. It might not. See? So in this verse itself is sown in the impossibility of this being true chance, where God himself doesn't even know what's going to happen. And it's not chance anyway, it's mischance. Another way that could be translated is misfortune. Unfortunate thing. A season of unfortune, of mischance, of missed opportunities. All these are relative terms. Our opportunities, our chances, our attempts at doing things. My attempt to clear the high jump bar at 6 feet. My attempt. Whether God's going to let me do it or not, I don't know. But God has predetermined ahead of time whether I will or not. Let's go on because there's another verse in here that answers this whole thing. But this point is that these people who are now esteemed in their own estimation and by the world, i.e. the fleet, the masters of war, the wise, the understanding, the knowing, these are people who are that in their own estimation. They themselves, a season of mischance will happen to them. Who do you think of? Nebuchadnezzar. A season of mischance happened to that guy. Mischance from his perspective, mischance as opposed to mischance, i.e. some bad thing as opposed to some good thing. So a season of bad things will happen to these people, because everybody needs broken down. Everybody needs to see in the flesh dwells no good thing. So let's go on. Moreover, a man does not know his season. It's a season. It's not like time and chance. It's a time of chance, a time of mischance, a time of misfortune, a time of evil. I'm going to show you that. Watch. Moreover, a man does not know his season, like fish that are held in an evil weir, and like birds that are held in a snare. So the sons of humanity themselves are trapped by a season of evil. There it is, when it falls on them suddenly. It falls on them. These people who are esteemed in this life, chiefs of the eon, evil seasons are going to fall on them suddenly. Well, how do you know? If it's chance, if it's a world of chance, then we don't know what's going to fall on them or not. No, it shall happen to them all. Verse 11, it shall happen to them all, because God will bring it to them. And here it is. They're trapped by a season of evil. So the season of mischance, you might even say that that's the human perspective, season of evil. God says, I create evil. I create evil. I do all these things. So the season of evil is not only provided for, created, but applied by God, and it falls on them suddenly. So in this very verse is dissolved the idea that this is true chance, that this is true, that this is a true crapshoot. It's that way in the relative perspective, but in the absolute perspective, no. And the absolute perspective is given away here by the word shall. It shall happen to them all. And our commenter, Zed, basically does the same thing in his letter to us. He can't help but acknowledge, by not even meaning to, that God sends it. God does it. That alone, my friend, dissolves any possibility that there is true chance here. I hope that comforts you, Zed. I took your letter as a learning opportunity here for all of us. And I hope this comforts you ultimately, and also anybody who thinks that accidents happen. Well, when you file your insurance report, you file an accident report. An accident report meaning I didn't drive into the other car on purpose. That's why they call it an accident. But these words, these terms, it's on purpose or by accident. These are in our realm, by the way we look at things. There are no true accidents. Relatively, yes, we can say it was an accident. It was an accident. I didn't mean to spill that super glue all over your hair. I didn't mean to. It was an accident. Okay. Only in our realm. God planned for the super glue to be spilled on your hair from before the eons began. Amen.